Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
All right, not a bad showing for the 53rd annual CMAs on ABC last night. I know a lot of our live feeders were watching because, well, we had the live feed going for about an hour and a half during it. A lot longer than I intended to, but heck, I was just whittling, and it's nice to have someone to enjoy the show with and bounce some ideas off of. And I don't think I was too critical of too many people. I may have called Loretta Lynn a skeleton or something along those lines, but she looked bad. No offense to her, she's fantastic. She is country music royalty, and is, from all I can tell, a delightful lady. Just didn't look too good, and we're gonna get into who looked good, who didn't look good, and all of that stuff that's going on from the CMAs. I want to ask the live feeders though, what was your favorite moment of the night, and what was your meh moment of the night? We'll get into that while I let you guys start getting your ideas going on that. Now, going through the lists of winners and losers last night. I started off really strong. I was knocking them out of the park. Wham, wham, wham. Then, about the second half of the show, I didn't get anything right. So, we'll start off with Musical Event of the Year. I called that one. I said, they're not nominated for anything else, and you got to give them an award because it was the number one song for 20 weeks or something like that. Huge song. You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't get in your own head without hearing that song. Talking about Old Town Road remix of Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. They got the Musical Event of the Year, which I'm not sure what musical event is. I thought that's like a concert, but I mean, they got an award for their song. So that's kind of like, so I don't know. I have no idea what that award means, but I knew they were going to get that trophy because that was the only one that they were nominated for. They went ahead and they got that. Vocal Group of the Year. I was wrong on that one. I called Little Big Town, which is always a strong bet. You gotta love Little Big Town and what it is that they do. But another band that I absolutely love and very deserving, I got no problem with them winning, even though their performance was a little dialed down. And I mean, that's fine. It's a great song. Nothing against a song that they did, one man band. It just wasn't it was two down performances in a row, and you could use a little bit of pep. Old Dominion got the Vocal Group of the Year. Very deserving, but so I was wrong on that one. So that's one I was wrong. Vocal Duo of the Year. Me and John were talking about this. He was like, I want Brothers Osborne. And I said, John, when I'm doing this here, I'm voting with my brain. Who I think is going to win, not who I want to win. On that one there, I want Brothers Osborne to win. I love Brothers Osborne. They're one of my favorite groups, probably top three right now. Maybe even top two right now. I think they're phenomenal, but Dan and Shay is always a good bet, and they had a great performance. Wearing some small clothes. I don't know what this trend is now. I saw this come in about 5 years ago, where men's suits are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, I think all suits are made out of spandex. I don't understand why evening wear isn't comfortable anyways. Now, I'm not saying that you need to wear a baggy suit like the Kings of Comedy did back in the 90s where it looks like you're wearing pajamas, but there's a nice medium in there where you don't need to be wearing the tightest clothes possible. And also, I'm not sure what the deal is with the capri pants all the guys are wearing, but Dan and Shay definitely had that going on. But hey, whatever. They can buy all the suits they want with all the money that they're making, and they ended up getting Vocal Duo of the Year, so I was right about that one. Gaboom. New Artist of the Year. So awesome. I called this one. Knew she was going to get it. Love seeing her up there when she was performing at the Open. And the song with all the other gals up there, Girl Crush. We'll get into that. Ashley McBride, New Artist of the Year. Very, very deserving. And heck, you know, Morgan Wallen, Carly Pierce, Midland, Cody Johnson, all of them nominated. Great category right there. Female Vocalist of the Year. Caught me off guard. I should have known because of how many awards that she's won for that Rainbow album. Even though the Rainbow album didn't get a lot of country airplay because it's kind of like Zac Brown's last album. It's pretty psychedelic. There's not a lot of like classic country. Not that Thomas Rhett is classic country, but still, it isn't really fitting the genre or the, you know, the valley of what today is. Casey Musgraves getting the female vocalist. I thought Maren Morris was going to get that one, but nope, that was Casey Musgraves. So that was two I had wrong there. Male vocalist, again, I wanted Luke Combs or Chris Stapleton to win. I just didn't think they would. I figured it would be Thomas Rhett. He's had a huge year. He's a sweet guy. He's had, I think, probably four hits come out this year. He's been just killing it right now. Eventually, you're going to start seeing him nominated for Entertainer of the Year. I mean, his day is definitely coming. So I picked Thomas Rhett for male vocalist. But no, Luke Combs. Loved seeing him go up there and grab that trophy. Very humble guy and very deserving of that one. That's cool. And another today's Q106 Storytellers Jam mystery artist. Let's see. John was asking last night on the live feed, which one was he at? So he was at 21. He was at 21 with David Lee Murphy, Devin Dawson, Mitchell Tenpenny, and Carlton Anderson. I read that wrong. I can read good. There, 22. Sorry. He was at 22. I got my signs backwards. What the heck is wrong with me? Anyways, yeah, with Joe Nichols. Who's the other one up there? Drew Baldridge and Daniel Bradbury. Another fantastic one there. Yeah. So Luke was at 22. So that was the one that you were at, John. So I love Luke. I think that he is one of the coolest artists that's out there. Very regular guy and very deserving of that award. Song of the Year. Again, I called this one. I got this one right. Ba-boom! The man, Luke Combs, with Beautiful Crazy. When he did that at Storytellers Jam, people were crying in the audience. And that's an awesome song. You know, just a lot of feeling with it. He doesn't need a lot of pizzazz with his music. He kind of lets his music just do its own thing. And Beautiful Crazy, another great song. So I got that one right. Very excited about that. Single of the Year, called this one as well. Great song written by Hardy, who actually we're giving away tickets to him all this week. He's coming to the Raven, Milwaukee. Single of the Year, God's Country by Blake Shelton. Great tune. You got to love it when you see Blake up there snagging an award. He's one of the best up there to do it. Great performance with him and Garth Brooks doing Dive Bar. You know, Garth Brooks he's just got that big, that infectious smile. You know, you can catch that when you see Garth doing that. Album of the Year, I was going with Thomas Rhett, Center Point Road. Again, huge song. This one caught me off guard. Not that it's not a great album, but I figured Cry Pretty was definitely a contender in there, or Dan and Shay, definitely a contender in there, because I think that won the Grammy or the ACM, but Maren Morris coming in with Girl, which is a great album. I just didn't think she was going to get recognized for that. Now, once she won that, I said to my wife, because that award came out before the Female Vocalist Award, I said, now she's not going to win Female Vocalist. My wife said, why? They can't give her both? I said, no, they just won't. I just don't think they'll give her both of those in there. So great album, great artist, and she looked awesome. Tiny little thing up there. And then Entertainer of the Year, it's hard to say I was disappointed about this. I did call this one yesterday. If you remember, I did call this one yesterday. I said, I think Carrie Underwood is going to win, but I won't be surprised if Garth wins. I said, Eric probably should win because his tour was huge and was awesome. Right after his tour before that, which was huge and was awesome. But award shows don't like Eric. They love Garth. And again, Garth won. And that was kind of one of my meh moments. Not that I don't love Garth. I think Garth is absolutely fantastic. I just want to see a little bit new blood in there. And I really want to see Carrie Underwood win that one. But I should have known with her being the host, they probably weren't going to give her that award. So we're going to jump on air here and continue this conversation talking about the CMAs on our morning show here. So hang tight for a second. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Steph is not in today. She is signing autographs at a convention in Beaufort, South Carolina. She'll be back in on Tuesday, so hopefully she has a lot of fun doing that. Weather today, we're going to finally see the 30s and maybe even a little bit of sun. But before that, you're going to be driving in some fog. So before I start getting the text messages, Okay, turn your headlights on. Even if you think they're on, go ahead and turn them on. Your taillights might not be on. It is 26 at 5:43. Did you catch the 53rd annual CMA Awards last night? If you did, float me a text, 608-321-1063. You can also jump live on our Facebook page right now where I am recapping last night's events, and it'll also be on our podcast. Yesterday's podcast was all about the nominees, who I thought was gonna win, and today is about if either I'm right or wrong. Just text podcast to 608-321-1063. And if you did miss it, your entertainer of the year, your nominees were Keith Urban, who I think won last year, Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, Eric Church, and Garth Brooks. My pick this year, I thought it was going to be the year of the woman. I thought, hey, this is Carrie Underwood's year to get it. Her Cry Pretty tour is awesome. She has blown up even more than she already is, and she's going to snag it. Eric Church was another favorite because of his Double Down tour. Two nights, same city, different show, no opener, 3 hours of church. And then the tour he had before that, Holding My Own, 3 hours of church. I mean, huge, awesome tour right there. But one thing, award shows don't like Eric Church. Historically, he does not get the credit that he deserves at award shows. But he's one of those guys where he doesn't really care. He's like, hey, I'm going to go out there and do my thing. I'm going to sing for my fans. I'm going to make couches. He makes couches. He has a line of couches. And I'm going to love life. So I knew he wasn't going to get it. And I did say yesterday on the podcast, I think Carrie's going to win, but I'm not going to be surprised when Garth does. And I'm going to tell you what, last night, I was not surprised when Garth won. His tours are always huge and awesome. I mean, heck, he's Garth. How can you not like Garth? But I was really hoping to see a little bit more new blood, and I was really just hoping that this year would be Carrie's year, and I think that she very much deserves it, and especially being the only gal in the running. But Garth is going to have to make a little bit more room on that trophy shelf. I think he has already 8 of these or so. I mean, the guy wins more than he doesn't win. So congratulations to him, and that's pretty awesome. And we're going to be talking about that. And I want to know, what were your favorite moments of last night? What were your meh moments of last night? My favorite moment of last night was probably when all the gals did a girl crush. That was a tearjerker of a moment. I mean, what a great group they had up there. And a great song as well. With Little Big Town, Maddie and Tay were up there. Ashley McBride. I mean, you name them, they were up there sounding awesome. I think Jennifer Nettles was up there as well singing with them. So just a fantastic rendition of that song with everyone. My meh moment of the night, and one of them I was looking forward to the absolute most, was Chris Stapleton and Pink. And not because I'm a Pink fan. She's nice, but I'm a Chris Stapleton fan. I love Chris Stapleton. And we remember what happened a few years ago when it was Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake. They did Tennessee Whiskey. They lit the world on fire with that. It was such a great song. And I thought, these two got a chance to do that. You know, Pink's got a nice, raspy, good, you know, soul voice, and Chris Stapleton is Chris Stapleton. And then during the performance, it just felt like he was her backup singer. Most of the time, he wasn't even lit. It was just her on stage, looked like she was wearing somebody's curtains, and then Chris Stapleton just standing there doing a little bit of backup. That shouldn't have been called a duet. It should have been called Pink and then a few sounds from Chris Stapleton over here. That was my meh moment, because I was looking forward to that the absolute most. But let me know what you loved and what you didn't love about last night's CMAs and what you were surprised by. 608-321-1063. So I know I said it last night on the live feed, and I'm going to say it again right now, like I just got done saying. Very disappointed in that. I expected a lot more. I expected more Chris Stapleton. Like, they should have just have Pink up there. You know, when Carrie Underwood was doing that song that I haven't heard before, that was off her Cry Pretty album. Great song. Little bluesy with a saxophone going on there. I thought Chris Stapleton should might as well go ahead and be one of the backup singers at this as well. Because the backup singers on Carrie's song sang more than Chris did on his own duet. Like, I didn't understand what that was. And then Dolly, I love Dolly, but they gave her two Jesus songs. Like, if you're going to give anybody two songs, give two songs to Blake or give two songs to Dan and she. I love Dolly. That's great. But the other guy that she was with, who was that guy? And it's, I don't know, just kind of Give Chris two songs. Like, how about that one Pink song they did? Then have him do Scarecrow in the Garden. Those two could do a killer rendition of Scarecrow in the Garden. I mean, that would have been great with Pink's voice. But no, it was the Pink show with a sprinkle tinkle of Chris Stapleton. I was really disappointed in that. Jumping on here real quick. Garth One, how many new songs does he have? I feel bad for Carrie. Well, so you got to keep in mind, Entertainer of the Year doesn't really have to do with songs. It has to do with your tour. And nobody's tour is ever bigger than Garth's. Carrie's awesome, but Garth was doing that College Stadium tour. I mean, he's selling out 80,000 seat places. I mean, it's really hard to compete with that. CMAs have very little to do with country music. Yeah, BJ is a troll. Yeah, I'll go ahead and just say that. He only chimes in to drop. Even though I've been talking smack on here, I at least say a positive thing every once in a while. And I like BJ. He was on my podcast. Very interesting guy. He's a firefighter. The cat's a hero. He does things the right way. Super physically fit. Does a lot for our first responders in our local area. But he 100% is a troll. Jumping over here as well. Eric Church should have won. There's no way I could disagree if Eric Church won that award last night. Okay with Pink. I have no problem with her being the lead in the performance, but I would have liked to see a little bit more Stapleton in that performance. She wasn't the lead this wasn't even a 60-40. I mean, this wasn't a 70-30. This was a 90-10. Like that is where things got a little bit much for me. It's Chris Stapleton. Like, we're there for him. It's know your audience. And I understand opening eyes up to new people. And I love Pink. And I think that she's very talented. And she sounded great. But, I mean, at least give the guy 70-30. He seemed like a backup singer. 9797. Chris Stapleton became his wife. Absolutely. I expect him to start drinking some tea on stage and playing a tambourine. That's what Morgan does when she's up there. Yeah. When I ask for a steak and ask for Pink or no Pink, I always say no Pink. That steak's a staple in your life there. I like that. I do have to say one of the saddest moments last night, and we were off the live feed with this, and I'm not saying anything negative about Willie. He's 86 years old. He looks sad. And I don't mean like, man, you know, he was sickly sad. No, he looked sad. He looked emotionally sad when he was up there on stage. He looked like his heart hurt. Not because like, oh, the performance is getting him and he's really putting into it. Willie looked like his heart was hurting him. Like he was having an emotional problem being up there. You could see him struggling to breathe when he was up there. He wasn't even playing his guitar. I'm glad they had the track going for him, so you know you didn't notice any difference in there. But he looked bad, and I honestly was afraid for him. I know he's 86 years old. The guy's been touring since he was in his 20s, and he doesn't stop. He's just going, churning and burning, just going and going. And that's gonna catch up with you eventually. But I think that might be one of the last times that we see Willie live on TV. He looked really, really rough. I would not be surprised if I found out that he was admitted to the hospital for, you know, exhaustion or not feeling well. And I'm not saying anything negative about him. Willie is awesome. He is absolutely awesome. Even when he was in the audience and they panned over to him, he just did not look right. And at 86 years old, it's really hard to look right. But that was really hard. That I almost got a little emotional when I was watching that. And I think Casey, you could see in her eyes too, she could tell something wasn't right up on stage. And I'm surprised there's not a little bit more talk about that. And I am really curious if Willie was maybe checked in or looked at it by medical staff after that. Because he looked sickly. There was that. And he looked sad. That was really hard to watch, and I love Willie. And that was the other one I even said yesterday. I was really looking forward to that duet as well because I love Kacey Musgraves. She's one of my favorites. That's why when she won Female Vocalist of the Year, I was like, hey, yeah, I was wrong, but heck yeah, very deserving. It's nice to see her getting some props. I hate it when people say that she's got RBF, resting bloop face. That's because she ain't taking none of your boop. is really what I think. And she'll smile when she wants a smile. But I could see in her eyes, when you look in her eyes and you looked at Willie's eyes, that neither one of them were really comfortable with what was going on up on stage. And I felt really, really bad for him. You know, I was lucky enough to see Tom Petty about 2 months before he passed away live. He was here in Madison. He passed away unexpectedly. And if anyone of you got a chance to go see Willie at Farm Aid, or if you had a chance to go see him when he was down in Chicago with his Outlaws tour, keep that memory in your heart, because I'm not sure how much longer he'll be able to perform. Some folks on my Facebook page yesterday were saying that he didn't look that good at Farm Aid. And he was just, you could really tell he was struggling to breathe last night while he was singing. And that one was hard. That one was really, really hard. And I'm a crier sometimes, but it doesn't really bother me when old people pass away, because, you know, Willie's lived 86 years. He's had a beautiful life. And it bothers me when children pass. That I get emotional when I hear stories like that. But that one last night really got me. And that was pretty hard to watch. So, and I will say this real quick. The opening of the CMAs, it was a little slow-paced for me. Year of the Woman, that was fantastic. But there were some of the women that were in the audience that I think should have been on stage, and some women on stage that should have been down in the audience. Gretchen Wilson, number one. Put her down. Bring Trisha Yearwood up there. Where was Faith Hill at last night? Let's get her up there. There were so many other phenomenal women that were up there, and they had a couple of them up there that, you know, and I'm not a country music expert, but there's some of them up there I was like, all right, all right. I think that the rendition of Girl Crush was 10 times better than that open was. That they could have opened with and really set the world on fire to get going. It was nice in the middle, and I think it was one of my favorite moments of the night, if not my favorite moment of the night. But I think compared to the open, Girl Crush was much better. Carrie and Dolly and all them did great. I really missed Brad's comedy. I think Brad makes Carrie funnier. Reba... Reba's a lot like me. She laughs at herself all the time, was laughing at her own jokes, and I really love that about her. She just has like this big smile, and you can tell she gives zero F's about anything. But I really missed Brad on that last night. But all in all, a darn good show and a fun event. So we're going to wrap up here. And thank you so much for hanging out. And if you could, please share this podcast today. Just go on and wherever you get it at, click the share button, throw it up on your Facebook page. That would be really helpful to us. We're really trying to get our listens up so our bosses can see, you know, what it is that we're doing out here. So have yourselves a great day, and I'll holler at you. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.